From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Wisconsin's State Assembly has approved a controversial plan that would strip public sector employees in the state of most of their collective bargaining rights. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson says the vote was called abruptly in the wee hours of the morning and prompted an uproar by lawmakers opposed to the plan.
Democrats in the State Assembly had been debating the plan for more than 60 hours straight when majority Republicans finally cut them off.
All in favor say aye, all opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The bill is in the Senate. The assembly is adjourned.
Republican leaders were not available for comment immediately afterward, but in a written statement said the bill they passed would prevent thousands of public employees from losing their jobs. Democratic Representative Corey Mason called the vote disgusting.
They have the right to pass the bill, but they do not have the right to silence us. They do not have the right to take away our dissent.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where it remains in limbo until at least one of 14 missing Democratic state senators returns to allow a vote there. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
Fighting between opposition groups and forces loyal to Libya's government is moving closer to the capital, Tripoli, the stronghold of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The UN Security Council meets today to consider what steps might be taken to halt the violent crackdown against protesters in Libya. And Terry Schultz in Brussels reports NATO is also holding an emergency session today to consider the deteriorating situation in Libya.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says he's convening a special session at NATO headquarters, even though he's received no formal request for the military alliance to get involved.
It's a crisis in our immediate neighborhood. It affects the lives and safety of Libyan civilians and thousands of citizens from NATO member states.
NATO governments, including Britain, France, Germany, and Turkey, have already been using their military ships and aircraft to get citizens out of Libya. Rasmussen declined to give specifics on what role the alliance might play. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Boeing has been awarded a $35 billion contract to build refueling tanker jets for the Air Force. It's one of the largest defense contracts ever. The aerospace firm edged out European-based rival EADS. Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly.
This was a spirited competition, with both offerers acquitting themselves well.
NPR's Tom Bowman says the Pentagon did not explain exactly why Boeing got the contract.
Well, we didn't get a lot of detail about why Boeing won. Pentagon officials were guarded about that, and they said part of it is proprietary business information about the contracts. But what they did say was both companies put in very good bids, but they said Boeing was a clear winner here.
That's NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. The decision to give the contract to Boeing will mean thousands of new jobs in Washington State and Kansas, but the outcome is a blow to the Gulf Coast. EADS was planning to build its tanker in Alabama. This is NPR News from Washington. The death toll from the earthquake in New Zealand has risen to 113, and the country's foreign minister, Murray McCulley, says he'll soon be requesting more assistance from other countries in dealing with the aftermath of the disaster.
We will be needing more help before this is over, and I've made that very clear to those I've talked to.
McCulley says the quake is believed to have contaminated much of the water supply in the city of Christchurch. The space shuttle Discovery is in orbit on its final flight, and crew members will spend part of the day inspecting the shuttle's heat shield. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports this has become a routine activity ever since the space shuttle Columbia disaster.
NASA wants to make sure that space shuttle Discovery didn't suffer any damage during its launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. So as the six astronauts travel towards the International Space Station, they'll use sensors and cameras to thoroughly inspect their spaceship's heat shield. The crew will also prep spacesuits that will be used during spacewalks later in the mission. The shuttle will reach the space station on Saturday. It will be delivering cargo that includes a new storage room for the outpost. This will be the final mission for Discovery before it is retired. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Sound of Motown at the White House last night as President and Mrs. Obama hosted a concert for broadcast on PBS to honor the distinctive musical style that was born in Detroit. President Obama called Motown's music the soundtrack of the Civil Rights era.
As we come to the end of Black History Month, I can't think of a better way to do it than by honoring the legendary sound of Motown.
President said Motown groups help bridge racial divisions in the U.S. and bring Americans together. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.